One of the strangest groups of the 1970s was Britain's Roxy Music, whose scandalous album covers, odd sounds, and well-dressed lead singer Brian Ferry set them apart from the other bands of the era. EMI recently reissued their 8 studio albums, and rock historian Ed Ward has a review.
I never thought I'd see you again.
Roxy Music is the only band I can think of that had an oboe player in it. And that's because the oboe player, Andy McKay, knew the manager of another band, King Crimson. An unemployed ceramics teacher, Brian Ferry, had auditioned for lead vocalist with them, and although he hadn't been selected, the manager thought McKay should meet him. As it happened, Ferry had been fired from his teaching job for singing in the classroom, songs he'd written, and McKay liked them enough to call his friend Brian Eno, who played keyboards and loved to mess around with electronic equipment, and they made a demo tape. This got them some gigs, and they added some more musicians, including guitarist Phil Manzanera. In mid-1972, they signed with King Crimson's label, EG, and in August released their first self-titled album. The British press went wild. They then put out a single that wasn't on the album. The British public went wild.
Make me a deal and make it straight. Or sign and seal a ticket to Robert De Niro's show. I hope that he don't blow it, cause we've been around a long time. It's time to try to play the big time.
Virginia Plain was a brilliant single. 3 minutes of shifting textures and driving beat, with space for Eno's twiddling and Manzanera's avant guitar playing. But although the band ended 1972 with an American tour, they were largely ignored there and came home to work on another album, For Your Pleasure. The cover photo showed a neon-lit urban landscape in front of which a woman in a tight black dress and spike heels walked a snarling black panther, while off to one side, her limo waited, chauffeured by a grinning Brian Ferry. It gave a hint of what was inside.
There's a new sensation, a fabulous creation, a danceable solution to teenage revolution. Do the strand love when you feel love. It's the new way, and that's why we say.
Not only did the album have the hit Do the Strand, it also had loads of mysterious lyrics against an increasingly confident backup. By this time, Brian Eno wanted out, and one day the band showed up for rehearsal and found out he'd hired violinist keyboard player Eddie Jobson away from the band Curved Air to take his place. As it turned out, Jobson was a brilliant choice, and he added significantly to the next album, Stranded. The band was working hard to keep up its momentum, even though Ferry had released his first solo album, consisting of cover versions and a few originals, in 1973. 1974 saw 2 Roxy albums, Stranded and Country Life, the latter of which had to be sold with opaque green shrink wrap in the U.S. because of its cover photo, showing 2 women in revealing underwear standing in front of some bushes. And in 1975, with Ferry's solo career still going strong, the band released Siren, which featured his current girlfriend, Texas model Jerry Hall, as a blue-tinted mermaid on the cover, and one of the band's most famous tracks as the lead-off.
Love is the drug, got a hook on me. Oh.
At long long last, Roxy Music had conquered the U.S. charts with a song, Love is the Drug, but the band was exhausted, and in June 1976, they announced they were breaking up, at least for a while. It turned out to be quite a while, but in 1979, a new Roxy Music album appeared. Manifesto had a crowded disco scene on its cover, but the dancers seemed to be mostly mannequins. Undaunted, they were back a year later with Flesh and Blood, whose austere cover showing three blonde girls clad in white togas tossing javelins was as much of a change as what was inside, which included two oldies and a lovely pop tune, Oh Yeah.
How can you drive to a movie show when the music is here in my car? There's a
There was still stress. Ferry collapsed on tour and had to be hospitalized. Nothing more was heard from the band until the spring of 1981, when Ferry led the band in a moving tribute to John Lennon. No album followed immediately, but a year later the band called it a day with Avalon, which led off with a lovely single, More Than This, but was otherwise devoid of ideas. Ferry's continued to record as a solo, and many Roxy alumni, including, of course, Brian Eno, have gone on to make plenty of wonderful music.
Ed Ward reviewed Roxy Music, The Complete Studio Recordings.